If a presidential permit becomes available for the Keystone XL pipeline after the next election, it has the go-ahead to pass through western South Dakota. The State Public Utilities Commission today accepted TransCanada's certification of its ability to meet conditions outlined in the original permit granted in 2010. Commission Chairman Chris Nelson explained his thought processes and the legal reasons for the validation. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Winks has covered the pipeline for more than 5 years and reports on this culmination.
Chris Nelson says his job is to follow state law, not emotion, but he says he learned much from the hundreds of public comments, many of them emotional.
You know, one of the things that maybe mystified me or had me puzzled from the very beginning was the vehemence of the opposition to this pipeline from our tribal members in South Dakota. You know, when Mr. Harder and Mr. Siemens come up and they're opposed, I can get that because I come from a rancher background just like they do. But with our Native American friends, that had me maybe a little bit puzzled.
Nelson says input from Dallas Goldtooth of the Indigenous Environmental Network was very helpful to him, and he says his understanding of Native resistance was clarified by a public comment submitted on July 19th by Deborah Whiteplume of Manderson. Nelson reads from Whiteplume's comment.
The Lakota worldview and the American worldview about land and water are different, as is our worldview about time and space. The American worldview, through its institutions and policies and laws and regulations, say that elected officials and appointed officials have the final decision on what happens in our shared space.
Whiteplume made an impassioned plea for protection of surface and groundwater crossed by the proposed route of the pipeline. Nelson says he has a long-time commitment to water protection, but he says opponents failed to prove that the pipeline company can't meet conditions, including water protection, that it agreed to in 2010. The commission voted unanimously to validate TransCanada's recertification. The issue will come alive again if a new presidential administration overturns the Obama administration's rejection of the project. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.